You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie, e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and in the studio this morning we've got Beth Torrance, whose beautiful new track Tiny Flowers is out now. Kia ora, Beth, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm very well, thank you.
Good to have you up here talking about the first single from a really exciting new EP you're working on, released through Big Pop. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been kind of creating in your musical world recently.
I'm always writing, so lately I've just kind of, you know, been working on some new songs, and that's just been, you know, like on the guitar in an open tuning, stuff like that. I love to work in open tunings, but for this project, it was mostly written on, in open D, which is kind of my preference.
Nice warm sound, I repeal.
Very warm and droney, yeah, and lovely.
Sick.
I'm all about that. You know, that kind of, I love that kind of 90s droney sound, which I think I kind of draw on a lot. I'm a big fan of like Elliott Smith and like, you know, that kind of Pixies, Smashing Pumpkins sound as
well.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited to, you know, be getting this new stuff out, because I feel like you're always releasing older stuff, you know, releasing it, you're like, okay, I'm ready.
I'm thinking about something else already. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, if you're writing all the time, because that's, some people, you know, go through fits and spurts of being able to like put what they're thinking about into words. Mm-hmm. You are obviously someone who's constantly working it through in your songwriting practice. What's the point for you at which you know it is a track that you want to follow through with a recording or with something like that? Because you must have a lot on the
boil.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I've got a lot of songs in my phone. But I think I know when I'm really sort of feeling inspired. I know when I've written one that I really love.
Yeah.
And usually I want to sort of crystallize that by recording a demo, which means, you know, opening up GarageBand or whatever, and layering some guitar and some vocals, and I'm sort of quite obsessive about it. Like, I'll just sit in my room and I'm not really able to move until the demo's finished. So it's
just got
to
get it out. Yeah.
Sort of become this, I don't know, this sort of ghostly entity, and I'm there for hours. But once it's done, you know, it's all I can listen to for the next few days as well. So yeah, it's a very sort of like cathartic and interesting process. It's sort of like, I don't know, yeah, hard to explain, but
no, it sounds like you know when it's good because you have to get it out there.
I have to get it out.
Nice feeling. Yeah. And you know, this collection of songs, how long ago in your kind of writing world have these ones been brewing? Are you already like light years ahead of where you were at when you were writing these, or does this still feel pretty fresh and relevant to you?
I've certainly written many more since these ones, but I'm still connected to these. They're largely about the Coromandel Peninsula, Thames, where I was living during my high school years. So Tiny Flowers is sort of drawing on ideas of the fennel and the landscape, and the beach, which I was always around, because I feel like I'm very sort of interested in the influence of nature and of place, which maybe isn't always explored in music as much as, you know, topics like love, art. So yeah, what was I saying?
Talking landscape, which I think is an interesting space to be drawing from.
Yeah. These songs I wrote, well, Tiny Flowers I wrote a couple years ago now, but there's a spoken word piece, piano spoken word piece on the EP as well, called Oh, Isn't It So Beautiful, This Life? And that one I wrote in school, in the music room, just on the piano.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there are some older threads that you're drawing on here. I think there's something really special about being able to bring that into where you're at presently and still feel stoked and excited to be releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song, Tiny Flowers, which we're going to listen to in a minute. You have been signed to Particle Records, which is through Big Pop, and are releasing this EP with them. You've also got a really cool collaboration going with Chris Riddell, who's an English illustrator. People will recognize his work. He's worked with Neil Gaiman a lot, and he's also done some work for Phoebe Bridges, which is very cool.
It's very cool.
Nice company to be in there, Beth. How did you end up collaborating with him on this?
I just reached out to him and I asked him if he'd perhaps be interested in collaborating. And yeah, he was very keen. He told me he was already a fan, which was very awesome. And it's sort of, he did this sort of beautiful illustration, which you'll see, it's going to be the cover of the EP.
That's exciting.
It's this sort of very gothic, fairy tale-like illustration, which is what I love about Chris. And I feel like it really embodies that sort of, the folkier, you know, tones of what I do and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's actually done an illustration for each of the tracks on the EP.
Wow.
To sort of create this sort of this whole world, which is really awesome.
That's super exciting. I can't wait to see it. When is the EP going to be coming out, Beth?
We're looking at a winter release, so
nice.
Yeah, July-ish. Yeah,
cool. Well, we will watch this space. In the meantime, let's have a listen to Tiny Flowers. Beth Torrence, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. We will see you soon.
Think I ever meant to. You were sitting there for hours, and if I ever thought to, I'd bring you tiny flowers, and I would leave them on your nightstand. Just thinking of ways to tell you how I felt. Yeah, I sat on the grass, leaning up against my house, cornered by the fact that you're my favorite. How, and I don't think I'll love anybody else.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.